Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Spirit's Healing Circle, where we'll explore ways to let go of our fears and reconnect to our joy and gratitude. And today, for a centering exercise, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to play a new thought song by a fabulous Unity musical minister called Jennifer Farron, and the song is called Throw It All Away. I'd suggest you hold the phone slightly away from your ears because the song is fairly loud and very upbeat. So here we go. Throw It All Away. How did that feel? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just throw away everything that doesn't serve our spirits? And that's what we're going to try to do during the next hour or so. And this is David Clark coming to you once again. I'm facilitating Free Spirits Healing Circle. And with us we have Sharon and we have Jean. And so I thank you both for joining me today. And today we're going to introduce two topics, as we do every week. And Jean, have you thought of a topic that you'd like to discuss?
Well, hi, David, and hi, Sharon, and to all the other listeners. I would like to say that first. Well, as I was listening to your song, which was a really I liked the words of the song a lot, because so many of us hold on to things that affect us emotionally, mentally, and physically, and then it prevents us from, you know, really having the inner peace and joy, right, that we so much desire and deserve, and on top of also having on our manifestation. So what I was thinking is I would like to play off the title of that song and talk about ways to release and let go of those cycles that, you know, keep repeating, so that we can be in the moment. Because David and listeners and Sharon, today is March 3rd, as you know, and the number 3 and 33 is a very powerful number. Plus, if you add 6, 3 and 3 equals a 6. So if you're into numerology or you're a follower of the Fibonacci numbers, today is a very magnificent day for using these divine energies to really throw it all away by releasing, right, the obstacles, the resistances, and step into the 5D realm of breathing and thinking and speaking and creating for yourself. How does that sound?
It sounds great, in fact. It was what I was going to bring up as a topic, but instead, to dovetail with letting go, I'd like to talk about embracing our inner child or self-love. And you know, we also have another caller, and perhaps it's your friend, Jean. Let me check it out. First, I'm going to say hi to Sharon. Hello, Sharon.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm excellent. Thank you. How are you today?
Well, I'm fluid. So,
all right. Well, great.
You all propose, I am really on board, because I think this is bringing up, since we've been meeting, it's been bringing up stuff that I've wanted to focus on for the last several years that I have, and it's made it key points for me and awareness, and so I'm very fluid with whatever we decide to go with. And I've always enjoyed our time together.
Okay, well, let me just check in on the other caller.
Okay.
Hi, area code 307. Are you Jean's friend?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is your name, please?
It's Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. Welcome. Alyssa, I don't know if you heard both of the topics, and I don't know if Sharon did either, but we're going to talk about letting go and embracing ourselves with self-love. So the way we work it, just to let you know, is we go around the circle, and everybody has a chance, if they want to share on the topics. And I thought, since Jean brought up the first topic, we would start with her. How does that sound, Alyssa?
That sounds good.
Okay. Well, everybody's mic is open now, so let's just go one at a time, and then we can have a group discussion after everybody's finished sharing, and we probably will have other callers call in. so I may need to repeat the topics, but that's perfectly okay. We want everybody to be on board. So, Jean, would you like to go first?
Sure. Okay, thank you. Hi, Alicia, and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Well, there are, we have, as human beings, right, we have our conditionings and our programming and our experiences. We also have the influences of our peers, society, television, religion, schools, and the people that come in and out of our lives. And even though in soul form, we preset all this up, when we become in human form, we forget all of this until we begin to remember. So I'm wondering if there are, is anyone out there that would like to maybe talk about ways to release it?
Yeah, I would actually. That's weird that we're talking about that today, because I'm working hard on letting go of like an old lifestyle, and I've taken on a new lifestyle, and I currently just left my fiance like this last week because his lifestyle wasn't going with the one that I want. And I'm kind of confused though about if it's the right choices, you know, that I'm making, or I don't know. I'm a little confused.
May I say this, Alicia? First of all, I'm applauding you for standing in your power. Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Because it takes a lot of courage, and I have talked about that before. And standing in your power isn't being aggressive. Standing in your power is saying, not another day will I allow myself to be in a situation or a job or a relationship or a friendship that is bringing me down and not lifting me up. Now,
yes,
with all the energies that have been going on, especially today, is a major opportunity for humanity to shed those ego resistances, because those resistances are ego-based, right?
Yes.
And that's not a judgment. That's not a judgment.
No.
Okay?
No.
Please, first of all, please be proud of yourself, because I really was listening to what you were saying, and my guides are saying, just to let you know, you made the right decision.
Oh, good. Good, good. I'm glad then.
Yeah.
I'm pretty alone. Like, I don't have very much family where I'm living. I don't have any really. And so it's definitely hard because I don't like to be alone, but I think I did make the right choice.
Alicia, do you know why your guides and your guardian angels helped push you to help you facilitate this? Would you like to know why?
Yeah, I would like to know why.
Because it's time for you to completely surrender to self-love, self-joy, and self-worth and self-acceptance. Alicia, in my younger days, before I healed being alone, okay?
Uh-huh.
And not enjoying being alone, okay? I dreaded it, you know? But now, because of releasing the attachment of what was blocking myself, okay, which was not really fully accepting myself, okay? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I
because
do.
Because once we fully accept ourselves and love ourselves, then we can be by ourselves physically, right? I'm not using the word alone, okay?
Yes.
I'm using the word we're physically by ourselves, okay?
Yes.
Then we can have a blast. We can have a ball. You know what I mean? We can we can really be joyful and adventurous and do whatever we want, right? And then when we are with in the company of people, right?
Yeah.
Then we choose the people that are joyful and uplifting, that want their life to enhance and evolve for the better also, correct?
Correct.
Well, Jean, if are you there, Jean?
Go ahead, David.
I can
go on.
I can okay, no. You finish your thought. Were you complete at that moment?
Well, I just wanted to say, Alicia, this is not just for you to hear today. This is for all of us to hear.
Yes, yes.
Okay, go ahead, David.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just thought that I'd lost you for a minute. Okay, well, let me just ask, is it Alyssa or Alicia?
Alyssa.
Alyssa,
okay. Alyssa.
Yeah, I'm awfully glad you talked about what's going on in your life because that's how we achieve healing, and that's what this program is all about. I like to think of it more as a group experience than a program, but because we're doing it in the studio, it is recorded and other people can listen to it, which will help them with similar issues. I've had to let go, well, let's put it this way. I have let go of two relationships. One I had to let go of, the other one I was very unsure about, but I can see where, having done so, I released myself to a place of self-acceptance, self-knowing. I had kind of lost myself in the relationship and molded myself into the person that I thought my former partner wanted to be, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Yes, that makes sense.
And as a result of that, I opened myself up for the next relationship that came along, which I've been in for 15 years. You know, taking a more general look at the topic, it's very interesting because I just did a healing with Jean, of all people, and was able to let go of a lot of stuff at both an emotional and physical level, although I've achieved a lot of healing because I've learned to love myself. And I recognize that in the context of a relationship where you don't really know yourself, or where I haven't known myself, where I've had fear and felt like I needed to be a people pleaser, when I've been in that place, I haven't really been able to let go. And I think that I move along through my life, and I've been on this planet for a little while now, but as I move along through my life, I'm recognizing that each moment is one to embrace and then let go. I mean, we're really born again in every new moment as we perceive time. I mean, I think time is an illusion that everything's happening all at once, but that's neither here nor there. When I can do that, I'm staying present to myself and connecting with my inner joy and just allowing myself to be open to further opportunities. And I really applaud you, as Jean did, Alyssa, because I think that especially if we have some uncertainty after the fact, if we recognize that we've come to a decision and have made it, of course there's going to be some what people would call cognitive dissonance. Did I make the right decision? And I think that it's important to just embrace that there was a reason that, well, when I've done it, there's been a reason for me to make that decision. and I've been able to move on. And it's not easy, but it's very mm-hmm. simple. I mean, we don't have to make things hard, but let's face it, life is not easy. I'm learning more and more with each passing day to love myself more. And without doing that, I can't really be present or able to give that love to another. That's what I've learned. That's some of what I've learned. Would you like to talk some more about the topics and your own personal situation?
No, I'm a people pleaser also, and I need to start working on myself. I have for years needed to get to know myself so I'm okay, you know, within myself, so I'm okay with everything. And I need to work on self-love, definitely.
Well, you've come to the right place at the right time. And I wonder, Sharon, if there's some sharing you'd like to do.
Well, you are using words that I embrace, and finding out more about the meaning and how that translates into my life, like self-love, I know people-pleasing, ring true for me, ring true for me in the way that I find myself. Not so much these days, though. You know, I've really worked on myself in understanding what my trigger points are for, you know, kicking into people-pleasing. And not to say that I still don't do that, but I know when I'm doing it. I call myself on it, and I'll say, you know, I'm people-pleasing now, and I'm doing it for this and this reason, because I'm wanting to get something. I have a goal in mind. But the other thing is, and at times it's still not self-serving. I mean, it doesn't serve my highest good. You know, later on I'll look at it and think that I've learned, you know, that that may not have been the best way to handle it. And I'm like this lady that has shared about going into a new chapter in her life. Alisa? Alisa? Is your name Alisa?
Yes, Alisa.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going into a new chapter. And so, the fear of letting go, and what does that mean for me? And it's one of a part of, there's some trepidation for myself, but I have for myself other things that I can do. I have alternative plans if it doesn't work out. And so for my highest and truest good, you know, I'm walking into this at this point thinking, you know, it'll be a learning lesson, but I do have some thoughts about it. I don't know if it's really fear. Maybe it is. So the big one for me is letting go of fear. You know, that would be a big one. And letting go of, maybe fear is what covers it all. That could be the umbrella, you know, fear of letting boundaries, or not boundaries, but barriers down at certain times. And just learning that lesson, but all about self-love. Truly, truly all about self-love. I have done some things in the past weeks that have been effortless, that have been monumental for myself. And I look at it and I think, how did I do this? I've been struggling with this for years. And all of a sudden, these things are manifesting on a physical level that just knocks my socks off. And it's because I have a sense of fulfillment right now of doing, being very introspective and being allowed time for that. And I think that's why I've been able to, so I'm sleeping more soundly and just taking care, the self-care has been all about, and I'm not scattered with thoughts of, you need to vacuum that carpet, you know, I need to do this, I need to do that, this isn't getting done kind of thing. And so it's been really, and so my big fear right now is when I return to normal living, to my normal location, and not going back to the old stuff, the old patterns, and not bringing on, reversing these wonderful, good physical things that I've manifested for myself, reversing that. I don't want, and it's all within my power. You know, it's all within my control. It's not anything out of my control, for sure. It's not like externals. It has nothing to do with other people. It's just how I'm reacting to the situation. So in a roundabout way, in answer to your question, David, it's self-love and letting go. That rings true for me. Thank you.
Right. Right.
And the little kid inside. Yeah, taking care of that little girl.
Aren't we all? Maybe not little girls, but in previous lifetimes, maybe I was a little girl. In fact, I know I was. But that's neither here nor there.
I think I may have been a man. I think I,
of
a therapist, my first therapist of 4 or 5 years thought I may have been a man in my previous lifetime. Yeah.
It's my understanding that we need to go through all possible life experiences in order to complete our souls.
My mother, when she, on this, you know, in reality, in real life, when I was 18 months old or whatever, she took me to the doctor, maybe a little earlier, a few months younger than that. She said, she's sounding like a boy when she talks, you know, making baby sounds. And the I don't know, they called it pediatrician in those days, but it just reassured her, you know, I was just going through a growth. So anyway, it all points to the different dimensions, different life cycles, that kind of thing.
Well, we've pretty much gotten into a group discussion, so whoever wants to participate next, just go for it. Jean, is there anything you'd like to say, honey?
Well, I would also like to commend and pat Sharon on the back for coming into more personal conscious awareness for herself and her life. And I'm really grateful that you're taking the time, Sharon, for self-care and self-love. And I always like to suggest to people or recommend to people if they want to take it is when we think we begin to slip backwards, like you mentioned before, reversing, right, with your power. What has always helped me when I needed that was breathing back my power 7 times inside my, you know, like breathing it in and sending it to all of my 7 chakras. And for people who don't know where their chakras are, then I tell them to just breathe it in 7 times into their heart. And that because when we slip back, regardless if we have, and I'm not just directing this to Sharon, I'm directing this to everyone, including myself, when we allow ourselves to slip, even if it's for a few seconds or a couple hours or a day, whatever, a week, we have to just, you know, say to ourselves and be gentle, you know, it's okay. I'm learning from this, and now I'm going to pull back and return to my energy, my power that I gave away. And it's really amazing when you do that. And I've had David do that too, give back his power at times when I said, you know, here, have the experience, you know, so that you know what it feels like if you ever want to do it. And I'm sure David can tell you it really grounds you with Mother Earth and brings you back to that place. And being a people pleaser, I was a people pleaser when I was a young teenager and young adult. And during those times when I was a people pleaser, I wanted them to like me, yes, but I'm also a nice person and I don't mind doing things for people. But if we take the dysfunctional part of it that I was holding on to, on being a people pleaser. It was because I wanted them to like me. And what I didn't know during those years of my life was it was because I didn't like myself. So once I began liking myself and loving myself, because loving yourself and liking yourself to me are two different subjects, because we have all different types of personality fragments of ourselves. We have joyful, we have bliss, we have happiness, we have anger, we have bitterness. There's all kinds of things that we experience from our personalities. And we have to learn to like and love all of them so that we can integrate into our true self and start giving that people-pleasing love to ourselves and more self-care. That's all I wanted to add, David, and listeners, to everybody, respectfully.
Well, what I really like about what you were saying, Jean, is being gentle with yourself. Before I let go of some of my addictions, I never even realized how much I beat myself up until somebody said, you know, you don't need to beat yourself up about that anymore. And I said, what are you talking about? And they gently let me know some of the things that I was saying, some of the opinions that I had of myself were judgments, and they were not kind. And I think about some expressions that I learned early on in Alcoholics Anonymous, and one of them was baby steps for baby feet, or two steps forward, one step back, and then forward again, always forward. But sometimes we do slip a little bit. And, you know, at that point, if we're self-aware, if we're loving ourselves, if we're letting go, we can recognize when we have slipped a little bit and pick ourselves up and move forward again into the arena of love.
I think for me,
yes,
it's, I agree with everything that's being said. I also think for me that it's more the baby steps. I love the baby steps. Thank you, David, for mentioning that. Baby steps for baby feet. And that's how I think that is bringing to mind for me right now on just the deeper awareness. And it's going to go on for till my last day on the planet. What does it mean to love myself, and how am I doing that for me? And, you know, it's monumental. It covers a whole panoramic landscape of my life and my day. You know, as you mentioned, David, the thoughts, the judgment, the being harsh, being critical, you know, when that happens, because if that's been going on for decades, in my case, you know, just recognizing what that is, because someone, in my case, you know, you can get used to that and just think it's normal. And then understanding when it comes to the surface that, oh, okay, that's something I'd like to change and replace it with this or that, that's more loving and kind because that's deserving. Or having that image of a baby, a brand new innocent baby in the middle of the highway, just lying there on the pavement. What would I do if I saw that? I would do everything to run to that baby, pick that baby up, and keep it safe. And that's what I think of for myself when I'm thinking in terms of something that's not making me feel kind to myself. You know, I want to cherish myself. I want to learn. And as I kickstart that, it'll become more a part. It'll just become the fabric of my being. And so, and I agree, you know, once we have an experience like the physical manifestation that I was talking about and realizing, wow, that's amazing that I did that in these past weeks. I've been struggling to do this for the last few years and it just happened. The self-care, self-love has really, you know, and if I go back to any of those patterns that aren't good for me and then it starts to manifest again physically in that way that I know is not good, having experienced that, I always feel is 98% there. And just the awareness is 98% winning. And that'll put me right back, well, okay, I did this. I can do it again. Because I know it's not. You know, Oprah Winfrey brought on people at one of her shows where people she was reuniting in the 80s when it was brand new in the 90s, lost parents that had given their children up at birth. And, you know, there were balloons and hugs and tears that adult children reunited with their biological parents. And she said, you know what? There's going to be a lot of emotional work that goes on here. This is not going to be perfect. And that's all it is. You know, it's just a work. Maybe work is too harsh of a term. You know, just that gentle awareness and doing it over and over again.
Right, right. You know, when you were talking about struggle, I was really relating to that. And I've since learned that it works better for me if I turn struggle into, or think of it in terms of a challenge, because I'm able to meet challenges when I let go of the struggle. When I struggle, I seem to stay locked in that place and continue to do so and can't figure my way out of it, because then I'm in my head. And my head is not, you know what I mean? It's not a healthy place for me to be because I can spin around in circles. And I know I've heard some healers talk in terms of how even challenge is too hard of a word because it's simply a learning opportunity. And if I can try to remain objective about that, and trust me, I've needed a lot of help with this over the years in terms of feedback and redirection. If I can, and I know I can do it when I do it, and look at things as a learning experience, I'm detaching from anything that I might have put on myself before that's made it more difficult for me. And God knows I have done so much of that in my past. And I trust that each of you can relate to that too. Unfortunately, we lost Alyssa, but I'm awfully glad she tuned in today.
Yeah, me too. She offered up something that touches me deeply too. Letting go of fear and trusting myself.
What do you think, Jean?
About what, Alicia dropping off?
No, about what I was talking about with struggle, challenge, and learning opportunity. I wondered, I would be very interested in what you have to say about that.
Well, I've had to overcome a lot of personal intense struggles myself, which I have. But what I am able to say and have been able to say for many years now is even though we're in a struggle, whether it's with ourselves or someone outside of ourselves, there is still a gift and a blessing. Now, some people can see what I'm talking about, and some people look at me like I'm crazy. And what I mean by that is this. The blessing and the gift is that the experience just brought you into the conscious awareness of what you're attracting that you don't want to attract, and how you're really feeling about yourself. To me, that is the gift and the blessing, because then you can take that conscious knowledge and release it through constant practice of however a person chooses, whether it's through therapy, whether it's through meditation, or whether it's through seeing healers.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different vehicles and tools that we can use. And I know that when I remain open and recognize that there's not just one way, be it a way to self-healing, be it religion, be it, you know, belief system, then I'm letting go in another sense too, because I'm opening myself up to possibilities.
Absolutely. And if we, as any human beings out there who is attached to anger or bitterness or jealousy or so any form of racism, right? And racism isn't just under the color of skins. There's all various racisms out there. And if people could say, you know, I want to tap into these new divine energies that have been given humanity since the first harmonic convergence in 1987, and there's been several of them, and then all the opportunities of the divine energies emanating for humanity since December 12th, I mean 2012, December 21st, and now here we are on March 3rd having another divine opportunity.
You know, I've been thinking a little bit about acceptance, and that to me embraces the two topics that were brought up today. Because when I can accept that I'm right where I need to be, and recognize that I'm a divine child of God, accept that, then I'm in a place where I can begin once again to love myself and let go of anything that is or has been harmful to me. And so I just wanted to throw that in there.
No, I think that's excellent, because we do need to come into a place of self-acceptance. And the self-acceptance is what you said, David, you know, that we are divine, magic, magnificent beings. I mean, it even says it in the Bible, you know, if you want to bring Jesus into this, what did Jesus say? You can do what I can do and more. And Jesus talked about love. Jesus talked about forgiveness. So when we are struggling, we need to first forgive ourselves for allowing ourselves to beat ourselves up, because that comes from conditioning. You know, we don't need the extra judgments from outside, because we are our biggest judgers. And what we need to learn in humanity is to let go of self-judgment and fully embrace and accept and love ourselves. Because once we can do that, the racism will fall away, the judgments will fall away, and the unity will strengthen.
Yeah.
Well, I think for me, I agree. I think for me, when I'm reacting to something or someone's action or behavior outside of me, I'm realizing more and more I'm connecting the dots, how that's a judgment and what that means for me. I mean, words are words, but the meaning of that, comprehending that, and just the intricate value of that and how that the mechanism triggers all these feelings inside of me, that I'm judging myself, and the forgiveness part for me in knowing that I can forgive myself gently and lovingly and having judged myself. And again, it's something that connects for me in the way of that image, putting the oxygen mask over my mouth, my nose, taking self-care, and then the self-care happens, you know, to others. It just, you know, taking care of myself first in that way, and then everything will seemingly fall into place much more effortlessly. I don't have to put others first or be the people pleasing.
you know, on paper, all that sounds really good. It's just putting it into practice and recognizing those points when it's happening.
Well, I like that because I remember the expression, practice makes perfect. I think I first heard it from my piano teacher. And it's true. You know, the more that I practice something, it becomes almost automatic, and I head towards perfection. I don't know if I'll ever get there in this life, but I like to believe that I will. And it's kind of a two-edged sword because I have been a perfectionist and used that as a means to beat myself up. And so I definitely need to stay away from that. But, you know, I'm learning that whatever I give my energy to brings me to a higher level of self-awareness, being able to play the piano well, whatever it is. And so I think that's going to be the answer to things like world peace and harmony, just raising above all of those things that take us down.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say? Well,
for me, racism is just so huge in my inside job, you know, my work, my internal work that I consider important for me to do. It's so important. That internal work for me is so hard for me too. I catch myself, you know, feeling unsafe or wanting to, you know, just the unknown. My baby grandson, who's only 3 years old, when I read stories to him, and he's as blonde and blue-eyed as anything. And a book will fall open, a child's book will fall open, and there'll be a black child on that, in the pages of the book. And all he'll say is, look at the baby, look at the baby. When we go to the playground, he and I, my little three-year-old grandson, he runs, and he'll point to the African-American babies that are playing, or the little children that are African-American, and he'll say, oh, look at the baby. And I just, he's my mentor. He's my role model. He just sees what he sees. He doesn't attach any racism tag to it, you know, or emotion.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? Genius. Children are taught those awful things.
They
well,
are.
No,
I mean...
Yeah, you're right, because one of the things that I say often is children are our biggest teachers. Children teach unconditional love and forgiveness and acceptance.
Well, they do, and they follow blindly the adults that they love around themselves. They just do. They follow them. I'm followed by him. I have a lot to live up to, I realize, when I see him looking at me the way he looks at me.
Mm-hmm.
And children do. Yeah, overall children do.
And we're all children at a basic level. I mean, we're adult children, sometimes muddling our way through life. But when we open ourselves up to our spirits, we have all power. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing to recognize that we do have personal power and that we don't need to be victims, that we don't need to fall into traps where we would judge somebody else or ourselves, because judgment all starts within, I believe. You know, it's like that saying Jesus says, judge not lest you judge yourself. And
exactly, David, because when we judge another human being, ultimately we're really judging ourselves internally.
Mm.
Yeah. And Jesus is black.
So it's
we forget.
So it's said. Who knows?
Yeah.
We forget.
But I like that. I like that thought.
Yeah.
Well, are people in a place where they would like to close, or is there anything else that needs to be said before we do that?
Well, David, I'm just so grateful that you continue holding this space. I mean, it's really something. It's very meaningful. It's very medicinal. And
well, I feel very humbled, Kana, and I'm grateful to you for suggesting that we do something that would provide a little more unity and some self-reflection and coming to a place where we do embrace our spirits. And, you know, with that said, unless you have anything to add, Jean, I'd like to close reading a channeled reading that I had created several years ago, and it's called Let Your Spirit Lead the Way. Are people up for that?
Absolutely.
Sure. I just want to say thank you, everybody, for being present here and for listening. Sharon, if you ever want to do some personal one-on-one healing work, you can contact my website at jeanofdivinehealing.com. I normally don't say this on a Sunday, but I wanted to put this out to you. And you can see my many testimonials. I've got lots of testimonials. And I just wanted to say God bless everyone. And thank you for taking the time to be here and creating community. And may we all remember that we are divine love.
Well, thank you,
Jean. I'm sorry, Sharon. I wanted to say that initially I was disappointed there were so few of us today, but I really value the sharing that's been done. And I do believe that as we move along, we'll get more people to participate. Whether that happens or not, it doesn't really matter. It's just a matter
of... Thank you,
David.
Thank you. It's so meaningful.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So here we go. I don't remember when I channeled this, but it was several years ago. It might have been 10 years ago. It's called Let Your Spirit Lead the Way. Why let your ego, with all its insecurities, get in the way of going with the flow? Let your spirit lead the way. It's a matter of letting go of doubt and embracing faith. Let go of fear and let love be your guiding force. All too often in life, you allow yourself to fall into negative patterns that perpetuate themselves. What you put out, you attract. You can break the cycle. Just remember that grace is always flowing your way. It's up to you to claim it for yourself. Practice awareness of your thoughts. Observe them without judging them. Allow yourself the freedom to choose the ones you want. Take responsibility for your life. It all starts with your thoughts. Discard the ones that don't serve your spirit. Embrace those that enhance it. Then you will send forth rockets of desire that will manifest those things you wish to possess. Positive thoughts will bring positive results. Now it's time to put into practice the principles you are learning. You are not in this life alone. As you let your spirit and love be your guiding force, you will attract more of the same from others. Do not attach any conditions. Appreciate what is and do not dwell on what has not yet manifested. It is all a matter of accepting that life and people are inherently good. So are you. Remember, the source of your being only wants the best for you. It's up to you to believe that. Consider the following. Will you be empowered by a particular thought or action? Will you feel good about it? Is it loving one, or is it based upon a selfish thought or desire? Are you following the golden rule, which is to do unto others what you would have them do unto you? If you can answer yes to the following questions, you will be coming from a place of love. You have the choice. You can create heaven for yourselves, or you can create hell. Why would anyone choose to create the latter choice? Heaven can be yours now. What I am speaking about is leading a life based upon spirit. It does not necessarily have anything to do with religion. All you need to do is to believe in yourself and that there is a benevolent power in the universe. This power only wants the best for you, yet it will not manifest if you don't put into practice the principles of which I am speaking. There are only two forces operating in the universe, love and fear. It's up to you to choose. As it's been said, there is nothing to fear except fear itself. Let the power of love be yours today. Remain aware and do no wrong. If you make an error, remember it is correctable. It simply means it's time to admit your wrong and to forgive yourself. Practice the same love for yourself that you would extend to another. Do not be your own worst enemy. Stay in the moment. Affirm and practice that which is positive. Always let your spirit lead the way. The results will be amazing.
Oh, David, thank you. I love you so much in your spirit and what you bring, the energy and your commitment. We talked about the Bible a few different times, and in the Bible, doesn't it say where one meets, there's a group? Or I'm terrible paraphrasing the Bible. I have one near my bedside, but I'm not accurate in quoting it.
Well, I think you have the essence of it. I do. It reminds me of something, and I'm not latching onto it either at the moment. But with that said, I would like to close, and I thank you each for joining me today, and Alyssa too, and to all that may be listening to the podcast. I trust that you found some value here if you've stayed with it, and I hope that you'll choose to join us in the future. We're on every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you. Thank you all, and God bless.
Thank you all. God bless everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.